So I'd like to begin our practice this morning, many of you are familiar with this, with a lying down body scan. So might have to sort of push some chairs a little to the side. What we'll do is we'll be lying down, and then about two-thirds of the way through the meditation, I'll invite you to come back into your sitting spot, into your chair or onto your thing. So be near your chair so that you can easily do that. Let yourself just check and see if there's any adjustment that you might need to make to allow your body to be more comfortable. The height of your headrest, that you might be careful it's not so much that it kinks your neck. If you're more comfortable with your feet flat on the ground and the knees bent, you can let yourself do that. And feel the earth supporting you. Allow yourself to recognize in this moment that you are resting on the earth. Let the shoulders drop. Let the eyes rest back in the sockets and the area around the eyes soften. And know that the ground that's all around us continues right under this floor. And as we rest here, we're resting in to the earth. The poem from Nancy Paddock, Lie Down. Lie down with your belly to the ground like an old dog in the sun. Smell the greenness of the clover leaf. Feel the damp earth through your clothes. Let an ant wander the uncharted territory of your skin. Lie down with your belly to the ground. Melt into the earth's contours like a harmless snake. All else is mere bravado. Let your mind resolve itself in a tangle of grass. Let down with your belly to the ground, flat out on ground level. Prostrate yourself before the soil you will someday enter. Stop doing, stop judging, fearing, trying. This is not dying, but the way to live in a world of change and gravity. Let go, let your burdens drop. Lie down with your belly to the ground, and then rise up with the earth still in you. So we'll do a simple relaxation, a body scan, and beginning with your attention down at your toes. And you might notice right off that when I say toes, you have a visual image, you know, because we speak the same language, where your toes are. And then put your attention where you know your toes are and drop the image, drop the idea of toes and see what you can feel from the inside. You might quickly notice that what you feel doesn't match the image. That's okay. Drop the image and feel directly. Perhaps feeling the pressure of sock or blanket on your toe or the sense of air on a bare foot. sense inside? What sort of energy? What are the sensations present in your toes at the moment? Is there any kind of pressure? Is there any heat or cool? A kind of tingling or vibrancy? And a quieter awareness of no sensation in particular. And notice if there's any tension. And see if just bringing your attention to the area allows the toes to soften some. Feeling the big toe. And you may or may not sort out the other toes. They might be sort of a little more amorphous. But notice what's there. And notice where the toes join the foot. Feeling this area. Letting it soften. And coming into the forefoot, feeling the ball of your foot, feeling the top of the foot. Deeper inside the foot. And again, notice if there's any tension that as you attend, there might be a natural softening. It's like our body is waiting for us to attend to it. And when we pay attention, there's a sigh of relief. Notice the area around the arch of the foot. The bottom, the top. And coming back into the heel area. Perhaps there's some pressure with the contact with the ground, heat or cool. The sensing deeper inside. And coming up and feeling the ankle area, feeling the inside of the ankle, the outside, front and back. And then deep inside, what can you sense? And you might already be feeling your body in general softening and relaxing. And if you can feel that you're going to drift, that it's hard for you to maintain the energy, you might try lifting one arm at the elbow so that the hand is pointed to the sky. And what this does is just brings a little bit more energy into the system and also tells us if we start to fall asleep. You can just play with that if you like. It doesn't take a lot of effort. It's just this very gentle. And then noticing the lower leg. Putting your energy into the lower leg. Sensing what's there. Feeling the contact with the ground. Or just the way it's situated. The calf muscle. Notice if it might relax some as you attend to it. Feel the boniness along the front of your lower leg, a hardness there. feeling the area of the knee. Perhaps coming in from the back of the knee, front of the knee, deep inside. And sometimes as you're feeling these different parts of your body, you might notice that some areas you kind of can't sense much. And that's okay, notice that. Notice, oh, this area is kind of blank. And just allow that to be. Go, oh, okay, the awareness here is a kind of blankness. An absence. And then continue on to your upper legs. Feel the back of your upper legs in contact with the ground, or however they're situated, the hamstring muscles. Feel the front of your legs, those quads. And see if as you do, if there's some relaxation that naturally comes there. Feeling the inside of the leg and the outside. And then see if you can feel way in, right up against the bone. And then take a moment to feel all of both legs. Just come in intimate contact with your legs. Relaxing, allowing them to be just as they are. And you might notice the place of the hip joint where the legs are joined in to the hips. You can feel this connection. And perhaps there's a softening that might happen here. Not to make it happen, but to stop working where you don't need to. No effort is needed right now to hold your legs in a particular way. Let it just soften, work less. And then coming into the area of the lower torso, starting in the area of the pubic bone, the front of the lower belly, sensing this area, sensing into the genital area, feeling the perineum, the very base of the body. Letting your attention come around to the buttocks, these large muscles of the glutes. Notice if there's some softening, some relaxation that might be available. Come into the sides of the hips. And then coming around to the belly, the lower belly, and just letting the belly fall back into this pelvic bowl, letting it respond to gravity, softening all the way through the inside, all the viscera. And letting this sense of softening and contacting the belly spread up into the area below the belly button. Going up above to the hot upper abdomen. And then allowing your attention to take in the area of the sacrum, in the back of the hips. going up along the spine. And then as we sense into this mid area, feeling the movement of the diaphragm and allowing yourself to begin to come into contact with the breath. Feel the movement of breath, and on the exhale, allowing yourself to have this sense of relaxation and ease. Moving up into the chest and the ribs, feeling the breath come in, and on the exhale, allowing relaxation on the whole front of your chest, all the way up the front of the chest, up into the area of the collarbones. And then feeling along the back. Shoulder blades area. All the way into the upper back. Feeling along the sides of the torso. So now taking a moment to feel all of your torso and your legs. Just sensing your body lying here in this position. Allowing yourself to connect. The sense of breath coming and going. And then taking in your upper the shoulder area. Perhaps there'll be more softening, even more resting in the shoulder. And feeling the upper arms, the skin, the surface, all around, and then deep into the bone. And then the elbow area and the lower arm. And the hands. And then once again, taking in the whole of the body from the neck down. Sensing, connecting, relaxing. And then coming to the head, letting the head fully rest, giving up any effort to hold it up. Feeling the back of the neck. And then feeling all around the head, the front, the back, the top of the head. Perhaps as if you were giving yourself a good head rub and letting all the muscles of the head relax. And then coming around to the eyes. First, just letting the eyes rest. Letting them fall back into the sockets. letting the area around the eyes, the eyebrows, the temples, the forehead, feeling the cheek area and the jaw. Including the throat. So taking in the whole of the body now, feeling yourself laying here, feel the ground beneath you and your body soft. Perhaps noticing, taking a few deeper breaths, and on the exhale, softening even more fully. And letting your attention come to the flow of the breath. Letting yourself feel the breath in the body. Completely natural, doesn't need to change or be altered. You don't need to chase after it. Just settled, relaxed, receiving the breath as it moves. And as you do this, see if you can find an aspect, a place where the breath feels the most pleasant, the most nourishing or easeful. Perhaps it'll be a certain place in your body, or perhaps it'll be just the flow of the breath. But allow yourself, instead of the tendency might be to move towards a place in the breath that is slightly tight or uncomfortable. Instead of doing that, allow yourself to go where the breath has the most ease and let the attention rest in a way that supports that. Just simply attending to it. You don't need to make it bigger or more. It may naturally expand. But just letting yourself rest in that. What I'd like to invite you now is to come back into the upright seated posture. Unless you are very alert and present laying down and want to continue there. But for most of us, coming back to the upright seated would be appropriate. Thank you. as you settle into your upright posture, allow yourself to find that same ease that you are connecting with laying down. Sense your whole body. And feel the relaxation as well as making contact with the whole body. And as you sense the body sitting here on the earth, relaxed, and yet now in this more upright, dignified, energized posture, and allow yourself to feel the breath as it flows in and out. You might once again allow your attention to go to the place in the breath rather than having a predetermined place that you're paying attention to. Instead, allow the breath to invite you. Feel the place where the breath has ease or a sense of flow and relaxation. It might just be one little spot somewhere, or it might be the whole general movement of breath in the body. Allow the breath to guide you. Be open to receiving it. notice that you might drift, and then make just enough energy, just enough effort to come back to the breath, the simple flow. And if the breath is uncomfortable for you or challenging, then it's okay to use the body as a whole, or to use sound. It's very helpful as we settle into the retreat to have some place where you allow your attention to rest, to come back, the home base. So as I mentioned yesterday, the bell is a simple change of posture in our meditation. So notice even right now if you can stay in connection with your body, with your experience, that notice if you can not explode into some other way that the mind tends to reach or to go somewhere else. Stay right with your experience right now. And your experience may be relief, you know, thank God the bell rang or whatever, but that's okay. Whatever your experience right now is.